Right, I'm debating what to do with Ishaskis, whether I should be Shaisek or... what I'd like to do today is not really speak out anything new, or very little new, and try to be Masber Ishaskis in a way that'll make it a little more easy to understand. What I want to do first is to finish the Gemara, the two dots, and then try, instead of explaining, we'll try to explain it in a very glatta mahalach. We'll see. We'll try a new way. First, let's see. The Gemara has a kasha on the bottom of the Yomid Aleph, goes over to the Yomid Beis. That if you say Ishaskis, Ihachi, then the Zikin Nami Neimahachi. The Gemara's kasha is that it can't be a say Ishaskis. Because if you say Ishaskis, you should say it by a Nizik too. So in the kasha, what does the Gemara mean to say? That it can't be. What? Till now I was saying it for all three. But yet, in the question mark box that we're dealing with, the Braisa says, Kula nichnasim tachas ba'alayim, that the nizik gets idiots. Right? This in the box that has the question mark, that's what we're dealing with. One person bought a zachazah. That's the shayla. One person bought a bunch of karkoi zachazah. So we're saying, Kulam nichnasu tachas ba'alayim. They get idiots by nizik. So the Gemara said, why? They should all get ideas. So the Gemara said, because of Ishaskis. What basically, what happened in the Gemara, I felt a little better because I see in my notes that when I wrote this 8 years ago, I also had a hard time. Basically, what happens is here. You have a case, you have Ksuvas Isha, and you have Baal Chayiv, and Nizik. Right? You have three people being Tedei Amonim. Right? So, what are they Tedei? What's the case? The Tedei, all three idiots. Why? That's what he bought last, right? Everybody, I'm just going through a Shakatai of the Gemara. It's nothing to do with the Farshim so far. Right? Just push Pshat in the Gemara. What are they being today on the Gemara? Idiots. Why? Why are they today idiots?
That's
what he bought last. So each one is being today idiots. Okay? That was the Gemara's caption. That's the first step. Second step, the Gemara says Isha. So we'll do Ishaskis in the Havanina, and then we'll do Ishaskis in the Nostar. Okay? So what does Gemara say? What the Gemara says, you're going to say Ishaskis. Yesterday we talked about the longness of Ishaskis, so we'll talk about it again later. What's Pashk Shat in the Gemara? The Gemara is saying in the Havanina, when the Gemara is saying a Teres, you say Ishaskis. What does the Gemara want to fill in these three boxes? They should all get Kedinayu. Why does Gemara want to do that? The Gemara said this is a teretz, Ishaskis on the Yom Aleph. It's answering a problem. Gemara is the kasha. Ihachi leisu kulu ligvim idias. Right? Gemara is Takasha, that's the first box. Yachi likes to call the look of me idiots. It should be idiots, idiots, idiots. So what's Takasha? It should all be idiots, and we know that it's what? We know that it's what? What goes in this box? What goes in this box is
takeover.
Right, the Kulam Nikhsu Takas Balayim, right? The price just has one case, it leaves this case out, which is not sure it's all the same. So what the Gemara is answering, Ishaskis, the Gemara wants to make the Braisa good, that the Isha gets Zibuyis, and Bachai gets Beinonis, and the Nizik gets Idiyas. That's what the Gemara wants to say now when it says the Teretz in the Gemara. At the Rosh is going to Maskana. Rosh is going the Yishaskis before the Gemara's Kasha, then we'll have a second Yishaskis in the Maskalah. Which is going to be the hardest fact to figure out, the Yishaskis in the Maskalah. And then, what we really need to do is get to Yasmi, which is the last, which is we can get to Yasmi the Gemara. The Maskalah of Rice is talking about Yasmi. That's how we're going to end up. We have to fill in really four boxes. The Gemara is Havamina. When the Gemara is Tihachi, the Gemara that Havamina said, Kigon Shalakich Idis Tachrayna. And he bought Idis last. Right, we're going in this case. Just keep remembering, we're talking about one person who bought it Zeh HaZeh. Gemara right away said that the Teveya should be able to get Idis, Ihachi, whatever the Lashon is, Ihachi, Leisu Kulu, Lifim Idis. If so, they should all get Idis. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Okay, these steps is the Gemara. This is the first line of the Gemara. Yachi leisu kulu lifim idis. That's this box, which should be easy. The next box is the next two and a half lines of the Gemara. Efet the Gemara, b'shum da'am alahu. Now, we're leaving the lamdas aside for a minute. We're just figuring out the words of the Gemara. Da'am alahu. Yishas kisu v'shaklisu kedinaychu. If you're all going to just take kedinaychu, what does kedinaychu mean? It means idiot benefit buris. If you'll be quiet, and you'll take what I give you, which is kedinaychu, which is idis ben eziburis, shaklisu, then I'll be happy. If not, you're going to be all stuck and you'll get ziburis. So what's he said? I'm going to give you all kedinaychu, ziburis, benenis, and idis, each person kedinai, with the threat of ishaskis. You're stuck. You have to listen to me.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I jumped right away into asking, why could you say Ishkaskas? How are you threatening? I jumped too fast. The first thing is to have klar what's going on in the Gemara. What's klar is when the Gemara said Ishkaskas in the Havamina on the Amud Aleph, the Gemara is saying that through Ishkaskas, everything is wonderful. You get Kedinaychu, and that a Bryce is good. It said in the Bryce, this box, which we didn't know, it seems, everybody gets what they're supposed to get. So now, at this point, when the Gemara said Ishaskis in the first place, Gemara saying nothing shver, you get Idias, Bainas, and Zibulis. That's what the Gemara said. Now, the next line of the Gemara that turns over, Ihachi, Benizikin Nami, Neima Hachi. Now, that's the next line here. Now we have to figure out what that means, and then the teres is b'diyasmi, which is the last line. So these four boxes are just the four steps in the Gemara. So why the Gemara say, Ihachi b'nezikin nami ne'mahachi? What did the Makshin want to say? Ihachi b'nezikin nami ne'mahachi. Zot Rashi. Yibayis l'mishka b'en nishkayel, Ilai madrina shtara ziburis l'mare. So what's Rashi saying? Which one of these three boxes are we asking a kasha on? Right. So it seems that the Gemara is saying Yishaskis in the Maskana, that it's coming out. We'll call this Rashi, right? The Pashat in the Gemara. It's fine. This person should get Ziburis, no problem. And this person should get Beinus, no problem. Just the kasha is what Rashi is explaining to Gemara. The kasha is this one. That's the kasha, that this one should get Beinus. So the Gemara is saying that you said this teretz, this step of the teretz is fine. This step of the teretz is fine. This step of the teretz is shver. If you're going to say ishaskis, you could threaten the nizik. You tell the nizik, ishaskis good. Ishaskis, why am I telling the nizik? Ishaskis take idias. I should tell him, ishaskis take baininess. If not, I'll stick it with ziburis. What? You're both right. One second. You're right. What you're asking, and this is Pshat in the Gemara. I'm not going along this for now. This is Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is that Ishaskis. The Gemara say the Ishaskis terrace doesn't work because then it should be bainness. So what does the Gemara do? We're talking about Yasni. So if you think about it, what's the teres b'diyasni? When the Gemara says b'diasni, it's saying if the Gemara leaves us hanging, it's not telling us what do we do by Ishaskis. The Gemara is saying, forget the whole Ishaskis business. We're talking about Yisayim. Yisayim, you can't give back karka to Yisayim. Because you give it back to them, it doesn't change a din. So when the Gemara says b'diasni, the Gemara is saying that forget the whole Ishaskis business. Our Bryce is talking b'diasni, there's no Ishaskis. And by Yisayim, this is true. Ziboris, Bailiness, Idius is Anis. The Gemara says, why is it true? So the Gemara has to have a tariff because of the Yeshi. But it has the Maskana, this has to be the Maskana, otherwise we don't have a Maskana in the Gemara. Right? There has to be the Maskana because that's what's said in the Braisa, we're trying to explain. So first the Gemara tried this Maskana, Gemara had a Kasha, so the Gemara tried with the last Maskana, which fine, no problem with the Yes. The question is, when you finished with Ishaskis, when you're finished with it, when you finish the Gemara, so the Gemara says, this Braisa has no Shaykhis, the Braisa is talking about Yisayim have no Shaykhis. Fine, Yisayim have no Shaykhis. The Braisa is talking about Yisayim. Now, here's your question. If they're not Yisayim, if I have a new case where they're not Yisayim, what's the din? What's the halacha according to Maskanas HaGemara in a case where it's not Yisayim? The price is Homei Sinim, and you have the Ziburis Bay the city, it's no problem. What's the end of the Gemara? What's the din by Ishaskis? It seems the Maskana is like this, that Ziburis Bay is Bayness. That's what seems to be the way Rashi and Tosfos tell in the Gemara. That's the pshat in the Gemara. That at the end of the day, if you would have a case, you and me would have a case. What's the case again? This case, I bought Zachaz, I bought three pieces of karka from the same person. I bought one day Ziburis, next day Bailiness, next day Yidis. Which by now I should be smart enough. Once somebody learns this sugya, I gotta be a fool to do it. Everyone's gonna buy Ziburis left. If you're buying all three pieces of karka, once you learn this Gemara for the rest of your life, you're never gonna make a mistake and buy Yidis last, right? Right? Never buy Yidis last. Right? If Trump wants to sell you something, you tell him, you know, you take the good stuff first, then you take his, all the thing he owes money on last. It's, if a person did it, Lamaisa, a person bought Idius last, and it's put the Tevea card and they all ask for Idius. And not Yasmi. This Yasmi is the Bryce. They were saying the Bryce is over the Yasmi. What happens if it's not Yasmi? A regular, ordinary case. A person bought all three, and he bought Idius last, and they're all Tevea Idius last. What does he do? What does he give? What he gives is this. This seems to be the maskara. Why it should be that way? That's what we have to understand. That's what I jumped to yesterday before we had the Gemara Klar. But this seems to be the way the Gemara's maskara is. Now, I want to try to explain. Once you have this, this is the first step. Until you have the mechanics of each step in the Gemara, it's impossible to talk, like I was saying yesterday, to talk about the lumdus of it. You have to have clear each step in the Gemara what's going on, and then you can try to take a look and see what's the maskana. Now, I'd like to explain Ishaskis. I thought about how to have a good havana in what Ishaskis exactly is. In law, in halacha, in the secular law, there are things that are, in English law, it's called legal fiction. There are things that are perfectly legal to do for the sole purpose of avoiding taxes or avoiding penalties or avoiding fees. They're perfectly legal, a marshal. Let's say you have a dover hashkiach. Let's say someone has a business. He's a rich person. He's afraid he'll get sued someday. So what do? How do people protect themselves? So either they make their company into a corporation, they protect themselves, so now they can't be sued. Or they put all their money into a trust, into a separate entity, and now that can't be sued. That's perfectly legal to do. There are a zillion things that happen that way. People get old, they want to avoid estate taxes. A person dies, he has a lot of money. The government takes a large amount of money away. So what do people do when they get older? they switch the money into the children's names. And slowly, over time, they stay, a certain amount you can switch every year without taxes. It's perfectly legal, even if you tell the government, I'm doing it so when I die, I don't want to pay estate taxes. I'm opening up, I have five kids, opening up five bank accounts, and I'm putting money in each one every year. Perfectly legal. No problem. Now, that's not a problem. But let's say somebody would come and say, listen, I don't want to pay estate taxes. Because if I wanted, I could open up accounts for all my kids and put money into all their names. So since I could do that, so now I don't want to pay estate taxes. So throw him out on his head. You can't say the words. Either you do it or you don't do it, right? That person, you're suing somebody. So you can't sue me, because if I want, I could put my money in a trust, and then you can't sue it. So maybe I want to be off the hook. That's ridiculous. Nobody would even dream of saying words like that. Nobody would say, listen, I don't have to pay, because if I want, I could put it in someone else's name. The whole thing makes no sense. It doesn't begin. Now, it's true you could put it in someone else's name. It's true that you could open a corporation. It's true you could put a trust. All these are true. But if somebody would tell you, I don't want to pay because I could, you'll think he's crazy. It doesn't begin to make any sense. You can't say, I don't want to pay because I could. What do you mean, I don't want to pay because I could? You didn't. Our Gemara is taking something that makes sense. A person saying, I could give Zivuris back, and then you'll be stuck. And it's saying that just by threatening it, just because you could do it, bang, it's as if you did it. That l'chayr makes zero sense. How can you say what?
That,
what do you mean? It's ishas kisu.
Because he can hand it back. He can pull it off.
Then you could say. You could say l'chisa hader. If you could say l'chisa hader, then you're right. If you can't, even according to Rashi, you can't always say l'chisa hader, right? Let's say k'suvas isha. She can't say l'chisa hader, right? What I want is to make clear to you the problem in the Gemara. We'll get into the case by case. The problem in the Gemara is that it makes sense that you have options. It makes sense. There are ways of creating legal things that do it. Right? No, see, amigu is different. Amigu, I'm saying, pru amigu the mizuyif. I'm saying, see the shtar, I paid it. You don't trust me. I have proof I'm telling the truth. Because I have amigo, I could have said mezuzah. That's typically what amigo is. It's a proof that I'm telling the truth. Here, there's no question if he's telling the truth. There's no issue of truth here. Everyone knows the facts. No one's calling anybody else a liar. I bought the idiot last. Your maida, I bought it last. I maida, he owes you money. Everything I maida. I'm just saying, you know, since I could do this, so let me off the hook. Since I could give it away, so now let me off the hook. Does that make sense? That's the whole problem with Ishaskis. That I'm saying, since I could put it in someone else's name, therefore I want to have the benefits right now. You understand that's the problem? Yes. You understand the problem?
Not really.
If you don't understand, I can't go back to it.
He has some kind of claim over here.
Where?
After he dies,
before he dies, he goes to the government. He tells the government, "Listen, if you want, I'll put it in my kid's name." So the state taxes.
And only after he dies. So Taki, if he does it, he's saying if he could do it over here. The claim is.
So I just have to be smart enough to think of an example of something a person could do. That's your whole problem, right? So I'll tell you what, you tell the meter maid, she give me your ticket, you say, listen, I could put a quarter in, and you can't give me a ticket. Right? It's just key, so, and you don't give me a ticket, I'll be happy. If not, I'll just put in a quarter and you can't give me a ticket. what's going to happen. Does it make sense? I'm just saying, do the words even make sense? If I want, I could do this. Let's say he's saying he will do it.
So
therefore what?
It's not like
he should win now without doing it. He should win without doing it.
Why
can't he win without doing it? Like Silvasisha, we say that Tyson says he can't say go do it. Okay, I want to go through all the cases. I'm just doing superstitions. It's just the simplest one to talk about. You're telling the Isha, you're supposed to get idiots. You have to remember, the Teveya, with the Teveya idiots, they're right. According to the rule, they're supposed to get idiots. So now, you're telling this poor lady, it's mamish the case of the Vita, mate. You're telling this lady, listen, you know, I can get away with giving a Ziburis. All I have to do is return it to him. So take the Ziburis. So, I would think she could say, listen, don't talk so much. If you do it, I'll be stuck with Ziburis. If you don't do it, I'll get idiots. What are you talking to me for? I don't want to talk to you. I go to bed and I get what I'm entitled to. Right now, I'm entitled to idiots. I'm going to sue for idiots. If you do this, I'll only end up with Ziburis. Okay, if you do that, I'll end up with Ziburis. Well, why does threatening do anything? Why does saying words, why does it do anything? That's the problem in the Gemara. Why does threatening do anything at all? Now, that's only half the problem. Let's say threatening works. The second half of the problem, which we shouldn't deal with.
The person pays something that the halacha is not supposed to pay with. See you guys in the way.
Is he yaitza? Well, how does he get the other person to take it? He falls into taking it. Once the other person takes it, he yaitza because it has a cash value. He's yaitza, he just didn't pay kadima.
Can you
hear
this?
Yeah, why?
Well,
yeah, but you remember, you can't pay a person shalik kadima. We're talking in a time when there was a bezin. We go to bezin, and bezin takes it away from us. So they're sitting in a bezin. It's not as if he's just a mafia guy who's saying Yishas Kisu. They're in Bezdin. He's saying in Bezdin. Bezdin has the Kayach to take away whatever Chayshim Mishpat says to take away. So we're saying, even though Chayshim Mishpat says to take idiots, because of the time of Yishas Kisu, it changes. He didn't do anything. Chayshim Mishpat says take idiots. Now, there's a second problem. The second problem is, let's say he could say Yishas Kisu. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu told us he could say Ishaskis. The problem is that the Nizik, why is he getting Beinus? If you really want to do Ishaskis, give the Nizik Ziburis. And give the Bachai Ziburis. No? They're stuck. Well, why can't you tell the Bachai, listen, if I want, I can give the Ziburis back. You're going to get Ziburis. So take it now. If there's such a thing. If there is such a thing. Why can't you just tell him, take Ziburis? Now, there are two ways you can react to this kasha. There are two ways that you can react. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu would tell us that you could tell a Nida maid, I have a meeting, since I could put the quarter in, so therefore I don't get a ticket. Let's say we would have such a Kabbalah. You could say such a thing. How would you explain it? So there are two extreme ways to explain it. One way to say is that you have what we call Kayach HaTayin. Yes, Ishaskis, we have a Kabbalah. It works. Threatening is good enough. If you ask me to explain it, I'll never be able to explain it to you. I don't understand the rush. I don't understand what he means, kafatayna. And maybe somebody will explain it to me. I don't understand. The rush says, no, it works. It's a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Ches. It works, and you can say Ishaskis. And even though you didn't do it, but Kol Dover that you could do, why do I have to bother you to do it for? You could do it anyway. So Kilu, you did it. Now, if you understand it, it's good. If you don't understand it, it's also good, as long as it doesn't confuse you. The Rosh is saying a very simple thing. He's saying, Ishaskis works. You want to know why? I'm going to explain to you why. The Rosh Hashita is it works. Akadei kach. The Rosh holds that in the Maskana, he gets Iburis. The Rosh Hashita is that he gets Iburis, and he gets Iburis. Everyone gets Iburis according to the Rosh. Because the Rosh Hashita is that Yishaskis works. You can't say L'chisa Hadar. You can't say go and do it. But I'm saying, L'chayra Shver, why should it work? The Rosh says it works. Period. You could say, you're stuck, tough on you. Since I could do it, therefore it's as if I did it. I don't think anything else works that way. I think you can't think of too many places in any place else in because the one Gemara in Nachos David brings, but I can't think of any other place where it's such a you would have a havamina to say such a thing. No, a havamina. I could do this, so therefore it's as if I did it. Did it, mominess? It's a pella. It's not a pella. I could do this, and therefore it's as if I did it. That's the Rosh Hashita. The Rosh says everyone gets Iburis. You stick it to everybody, you're stuck, he gets Iburis because of Ishaskis. And not only that, the Rosh holds that if the person's not smart enough to time the Ishaskis, Bezdin time is it for him. Mm-hmm. It's a very extreme Shita. The Rosh holds Ishaskis, you have a Kabbalah, it works. And if a person goes to Bezdin, he doesn't know he can time it. We teach it to him, we tell him to time it, and it works, and everyone gets Iburis. That's the Rosh Hashita. What? I don't know what it is. If Salah Hashem Sinai would be nice. I don't think it's Salah Hashem Sinai. I think the Rosh is trying to explain that there makes sense. And if the Rosh would be sitting here, he'd convince, he'd explain it to everybody. I just can't explain the Rosh. And I'm not the only one. All the Rishayim have a problem with the Rosh. He's a Das Yachid. But the Rosh says, Yishaskis works. We have problems with it. So we have problems with it. Yishaskis works.
Maybe trying to ask this, not that I'm actually returning, I'm just going to return it enough that I can switch around the order that I bought it.
What does that mean? I'm going to return it.
We'll go back. I'm going to make a new sale.
See, I'm going to make a new sale to him. I'm going to sell it to him.
No, I'm going to sell it. I'm going to make a new sale that it should be like every border.
I'll sell it back to him and buy it back.
In a new order. Yeah. It's not really like I'm going to give it back. It's still threatening it back. But yeah, I'm not really giving it back.
Yeah, because my need to sell it back, why is it good enough, the fact that I could sell it back?
I think that's a big deal. It's not like you can't do it.
Yeah, it's a very simple thing for me to do. I can go to him, sell it to him back on credit, and I guess I could just grab it back for my credit. But Kozma, you didn't do it. Why is that good enough? You're right. It's not a big deal to do it, but in halacha, that's usually not a taina that I could do it. Why? It's a parting picture across the quarter.
No, it's because to pay the quarter too late. $35.
She didn't start writing the ticket yet. She comes over. She's okay, racist. She says, either put it a quarter or give me a ticket.
There's
no kid in
the
park register.
They're waiting for 6 months
of it. It's under, I mean, it's worse. The parking ticket makes more sense than this.
Well, the
parking ticket makes a lot of sense. I'm here. She's telling me, if you don't put it a quarter, you get a ticket.
Nothing happens, and then you have a choice of what you want to pay, $25 to $35. But here you don't have a choice.
But why can't I stay, since I could put in the 25 cents, therefore don't give me a ticket? Imagine, you double park, she gives you a ticket, you say, listen, don't give me a ticket, I can move the car away, and then I won't get a ticket. So, why are you giving me a ticket? That's what's happening here. I'm saying, I have a way of doing it. I can give back the Ziburis. It's true, you do have a way, it's an easy way. But you didn't do it. If you didn't do it, I don't know why you didn't do it. Why didn't you do it? The Rosh says, you can't say, go do it, if you have it. Maybe it's like Mida Sadaim to tell somebody, go do it. Maybe that's the chat. Maybe the Rosh holds. Since he could do it. So it's like, you just sit down. You're telling him, well, she's out, go do it. It's like being Rishis, right? Telling him to go do it. He can do it anyway, so what's the difference? But that's not what the Rosh sounds like. The Rosh sounds like it's a kachataina that he has. The opposite extreme of the Rosh is the Ramban. The Ramban says what I'm saying. The Ramban says it makes no sense, this whole Yishaskis business. It really doesn't make sense, and there's no such thing. And the only thing you could do with Ishaskis is, if you want, you can negotiate with a guy. You tell him, listen, either do it, or else I'll do this. If he says do it, he'll do it. If he backs off, he backs off. Yishai is just a threat. The Ramban explains the Gemara the way I'm 100% in Svara, 100% happy with. Yishaskis is either you do it, if you don't do it, either you convince the other person to waive it, to say you don't have to do it, I'll take less. But otherwise, you have to do it.
I
have
too late, you didn't do it yet. You already have to pay before you did it.
So, because Lamaisa, that's taka one of the chidushim of this Gemara, is that it's not too late. That as long as I didn't pay yet, and the original owner gets Bnei Chayrin, he's going to pay without Bnei Chayrin. The Ishaskas is happening when it's not too late. There happens to be, the Ketzais makes a big deal over it, that's the chiddush of this sugya, that even if you get it at the 11th hour, the original person gets it at the 11th hour, he pays with it. You can always give it back, even the last minute, and he could pay with it. It's true. But that's what the Ramban is saying. So the Ramban is saying that it's just a negotiating thing. The Gemara doesn't mean much more than that. Ramban and Svara is great. Doesn't seem to be what the Gemara is saying, if you ask me. The Rush in the Shaka Batari, the Gemara seems to be saying a halacha, not the negotiating tactic. But
so you're using the Rush and Ramban as one thing automatic and the other thing only if you bring up the threat?
Only if you bring up the threat and the other guy falls for it.
And the guy?
Only if he falls for it. If he calls you bluff, you lose. If he says, go do it, so you lose. If you don't do it, you don't get anything. Which is what we're saying. He can do it. That everyone agrees. If he actually returns his Ziburis, then everyone agrees. If he returns his Ziburis, then mine is Ziburis. It's just, the question is, does he have to go through does he have to go through with it? The Rosh says, you don't have to go through with it. Ramban says, you do. Unless you bluff the guy, unless you threaten him. And you buy him off. You tell him, listen, I'll give you a pain in this. If I return it, you get Ziburis.
Yeah.
It has to be only if this sugya gets too. Yeah, I'll say since I can be made of knas, therefore I'll be potter. Yeah. Well, it's too late to be made of knas once the Adam comes. But yeah, it's not yours. This is the Ramban. Now, what I'd like to do is find a shita between the Ramban. I'll explain to you why he's between the Ramban and the Rush. And it'll be a little better for us, the whole Ishaskis. Our problem with Ishaskis. Yeah, the Ramban will hold like Rashi, that the Bachayv will get Beinonis. No, yeah, Bachayv can even get Idias. Bachayv could say, I'm taking Idias unless you Lachis Sahadir. The Ramban says you can tell him Lachis Sahadir. I'm taking Idias unless you give it back.
What?
They could threaten anything. Right now, I'm entitled to atheists. You're saying Lefi Shaskis. If I'm smart, I'm going to say, well, I'm going to tell you Lefi Sahadir and I'll end up with Ziburis, I'll settle for Beinonis. People settle all the time. So, somebody called me the other day. This is his deal of a lifetime, right? He's brokering a loan on a multi-million dollar deal, and he's making in the six figures. So he calls me in a panic. He says, the deal's supposed to be tomorrow. He's making, let's say, $250,000 tomorrow. So the guy called him. And the guy said, listen, I have another loan that's cheaper. If you'll slash your fee in half, I'll go with you. If not, I'm going to go to the other guy. I have a cheaper person. He wasn't committed to him. So the guy calls me. He says, what should I do? Is he bluffing and I should hold out for my $250,000? Or should I just settle for $125,000 and he's calling me and asking me? What do I tell him? Right, he's telling me, I tell him you have to call a Navi. So he doesn't know what to do. So I told him, the only thing I can suggest is call people who did business with him and find out what type of person he is. He's the type of person that bluffs. These are the questions that rabbis get these days. What should I tell him? So what did he do? He needs the money. If he'd be a wealthy person, he would have called the guy's bluff and he probably would have gotten the $250,000. But he needs the money to pay his bills. So he took it. He took the $125,000. So I got to tell you. So that's why Ishaskis, the Ramban, that's Mamish Ishaskis. You go over to the guy, you tell him, listen, I'm going to return it. Settle for Beinonis. The guy says, I'm a top atheist. I can get my whole 250,000. I get my whole atheist. So, anyway, this is the Ramban Shita. Now, like I said, in Svara, you can think your own Svara. So you don't have to agree with me. And I personally don't understand the Rosh. What kind of halacha is this? I never heard of such a halacha, such a kaihataina. You know, if there be no machlekes rishayim, I'll be makabel what the Rosh says. Well, I say there's machlekes rishayim. I understand better the Ramban than the Rosh, and you can take it or leave. Let's get to Tosfos and Rashi tries to say. Just the Rosh says he can never say l'chisahada. He can never call the guy's bluff. Say do it. It's automatic. He doesn't have to do it. The Ramban says you can always say l'chisahada. You can always call his bluff if you want. That was what the Ramban said. Those are the two, like I said, the two extreme shitas. Now, what I'd like to do is to... I'm going to explain this, the Feresh and Rashi and Tosfos. I just want to make it a little more understandable. And we'll have Rashi and Tosfos as a middle shita, easier to understand. I just don't want to lose what I have till now. I feel that a lot of you have... These two steps you understand. Shach v'tayr Gemara, the Rashi shita and Ramban shita. I'm going to the next step. I don't want to lose, you know, like I don't want to make double or nothing, you know, lose what you have till now. Okay, let's go to another step. The Chishaskis business seems to be a not an ideal type of a timer. It's really not an ideal situation. The Soli Shaskis seems to be non-ideal. Why does the Gemara say it? All of the Shas the Gemara doesn't say it. There's one other place. What's so special about this case that was suddenly sticking in Ishastis? So I'll tell you why. And this is the way I understand Rashi and Tosfos, and I think you'll agree, and it could be this is what the Nachos Bavit is saying. Normally, we don't say Ishastis. This Gemara is a case of Lekuchas. You have to remember, why don't Lekuchas? Lekuchas are innocent bystanders who are getting hurt. Right? Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Reuven owes money to Shimon. Everyone agrees that there was a loan. There are no liars here. There's no chashash sheker. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Reuven owes money to Shimon. I'm a lekeach. I bought fields from Reuven. It happens to be I bought three fields. In this case, Lekuchas are losing. That itself is already something that Chazal tried to remedy. We don't like that a person, a perfectly honest person, buys a field, puts his money down, and suddenly he's out of his field. He's not going to get his money back too soon because the other person doesn't have money, and he's going to lose his field. So Chazal did certain things to try to help Lekuchas, Lamashim. We know that by a milval peh, Chazal will bevat l'shibudim. Takonas ha-lekuchas. They don't want lekuchas. If I bought a field in honestly, they don't want me to lose. So say by milval peh, they right away helped the lekuchas. The other sugyas where for lekuchas tanin on mezuyas. For lekuchas, let's say Reuven borrowed from Shimon. Reuven's mighty borrowed from Shimon. And they have a shtar. And they're coming to me. I can't tie the mezuyah if I don't know. So bezin tainus remimi mezuyah, then you have to be mekayim the shtar. We see Chazal did make takonis for lekuchas. We see that in these dinim of taninon and the dinim of being mevat the milvah peh. It's itachin that Rashi and Tosfos learned that Ishaskis works only to put things back, to defend a Lekeach. Now, a Lekeach doesn't have to pay. He bought the fields. He's going to have to pay. The question is only which field he gives up. We give the Lekeach, we give him the power to go back to Ikar HaDin. To go back, the Ikar HaDin is an Isha Getziburis, a Bachay Getzbeninis. and the nizik gets idiots. That's really the ikar idea. So what we want to do is help the lakutis. We can't help them shalai kedin, but at least we give them a kayach of ishaskis to allow them to say, listen, it's bad enough I'm losing. You want to gain? The Torah gives about chay beinanis, and you want to profit now and get idiots? You're tebe idiots against me. You want to get more than you did? For that, Chazal gave a kayach of ishaskis to the person. The person could say, listen, if I want, I can give it back. Now, Batsim is not a timer. If I want, I can give it back. You can say, well, he's sahadim. But call the man I'm giving you, what's ikar adin, you can't tell me, go do it. Because it's the right thing. It's the correct thing. So what I'm saying is that the middle sheet, the Rashi sheet, is that ishaskis, we give a person this kayach of the Taina of Ishaskis, in order to be Maimin Hadin Altiva, in order that he shouldn't, he's Lukuchis, he shouldn't lose more than what's Nikar Adin. Now, we don't want the other Pasai to lose either, right? We don't want the Balchayv to lose. He's also an innocent person. He lent money, he had a lien on the Karka. So we don't want the Balchayv to lose, we want Lukuchis to lose. But why should the Balchayv gain? Why should the Balchayv get bumped up to idiots? What? Quality there. I'm only talking about quality. If the dollar wise, there's nothing we can do. He has to pay. But that much, to say Ishaskis, to be able to give the Baal Chayv what he deserves, Rashi and Tosis say that for that Ishaskis works. Those are the words of Tosis. The words of Tosis are that the Isha can't say L'chisahadar because she's getting Ikar Adin. The Baal Chayv can't say L'chisahadar as long as he's getting Beinonis. Now, if the person is going to want to say, I'm going to give you ziburis, Rashi Shita is, it doesn't work. You can't tell them, take ziburis. Then I'll say, l'chisahadar, we don't give people kayach to tiny things to be mafsid. Ziburis is the quality. But one second. So therefore, it works to give what a person gets, kifishua sadin. Okay? The only problem, now this is the way the Nachos David and Yeshua understand Rashi and Tosfos. You understand Rashi and Tosfos that Ishaskis is a kayach we give a person to get what Ikar Adin. Those are words of Tosfos. What's your problem? What's the problem with Rashi? In which case? For the music. So Pnei Yeshua says the only thing that's left hanging with Rashi Shita is that music, Ishaskis works to give him bainedness like Rashi. It works to give him bainanis, not that. L'chaira is not what we're saying. We're saying Ishaskis only works to get Ikar Adin. So if Ishaskis only works to get Ikar Adin, so why does it work to give bainanis to the Nizik? Huh? So Pnei Yeshua himself says three terutzin, each of which is not fit to try to answer. But the way I think I understand the Nachos David is saying, and maybe it's Pashu Pshat and Ashi and Taisis, the Pshat is that the Nizik is a unique case. Because in the Nizik's case, the guy could really stick him with Ziburis. So there, it's more of a negotiation. You're giving him a benefit. You're telling him, listen, if I give it back, you get Ziburis. I'm willing to give you Beinonis if you'll settle. So it could be that that's why Rashi holds in this one case, which is the problem, that's why Rashi holds that here where you're telling him, listen, you go down a notch, I'll come up a notch, and I won't have to return it. So Rashi holds that you have such a kayach of Ishaskis. But even if this last prat you're not happy with what I was saying, and it's shver, but you understand the sugya, if this is the way If we have the Shvar, Kai Sapnei Shua says that's what ends up Shvar and Rashi. However, you'll try to answer it. But that is the Maskona Sasugi. So basically, we have on one extreme the Ramban, who says that Ishaskis is just a negotiating tactic, and if he calls you bluff, you lose your Ishaskis. The other extreme, we have the Rosh, who says, no, Ishaskis is a Kaihatayna, it's a thing a person has a right to do. And in between, we have Rashi and Taisus, who both Rashi and Taisus both hold that Ishas, this only works to give people what they really deserve. You can't give them less than they deserve. Ishas, this works to give the Isha Ziburis and to give the Bachai Beninis. If you want to hurt them more than that, they could call you bluff. They could say, oh yeah, I don't want to do it.
But,
what?
They really deserve it.
Right. So that's why I have to add this knage, that the reason Chazal allowed this is to protect the Kuzis. Because really, technically, they deserve idiots. But it's just, it's working out in a way that the Lekuchis are losing more than they should. The Lekuchis are losing, that they have to pay in a more generous life than the guy himself had to pay. So that's why you could have this Ishaskis. So this is, like I say, Pshat in the Sugya. And I hope today I've explained a little better than yesterday, because we concentrated more on the pshat than on the pulpulim, and it should be clear. By the way, the one other case of Ishaskis, which the Nachas David brings, is also Makuchis. There's one other case in Shas of Ishaskis, and by the case of the four fields around the person, it's also a case where someone bought something. And because he bought something, you want to make him worse than the people he bought it from. So it stems the idea that you only say Ishkai Shaskas to protect the other Kufis.
Why is protecting the Kufis if
there was a coil? But typically, when there's a coil and I buy something from someone, I assume his obligations. Which means I'm doing it. I'm makabel. There's a lien. I'm taking his obligations. The way things twisted here is that I'm worse than him, because he would have paid Bein Nisiburis and Idias. Because I bought the Idias last, suddenly I'm stuck. I have to give everyone Idias. So, to protect the Lekuchas on something like that, where he ends up worse, that we want to do the same thing in the Yene Gemara, where there are four fields. Each one, it was owned by different people. No one had to pay. He had to give up a row, a payoff. This person bought it. Suddenly he realizes that by buying it, he's worse than the people he bought it from. To make Lekuchas worse than the people they bought it from, that's what Chazal wanted to pretend. Now, that's the Inyan of Ishas. Because the Gemara ends off a new teretz, mishum da amalu taima mai amar abanon ein nefram nechaz mishabad makam shesh mechay mishum takante didi. The Gemara ends up with a totally different svara, that the lekuchis could say ana bahan takante lei nichali. Why do you manai idiots? Why is it today idiots not the previous purchase? A takanas al kuchis that you only get from the previous purchase, from the last purchase. Yeshiv takant chalom kiguzu shaymulai maki ganzuka drafuna dam rafuna yecheli ishesh tayim lebayla. So Isha could say to her husband, which is one of my favorite Gemaras. It's very often I have to deal with modern crowds who have tightness against the fact that the Torah says that everything a woman makes goes to the husband. They always have tightness. When they're happily married, they don't have tightness, because they know that really the wife gets everything anyway. But once they start getting involved in divorces, they have tithes against the Torah, that everything a woman makes goes to the husband. They say, Rabbi, is it true? Everything a woman makes goes to the husband? I tell them it's false. It's a total lie. It's a lie. It's up to the woman. The woman's in control, not the husband. She could say, I keep everything, or she could say, I give it to you and you support me. And that's what the Torah said. No? The woman's the one who's in control. She has a choice. If she makes more than she needs to live, she could say, I want to keep what I make. I'm not giving anything to my husband. My husband has to support her. If she makes less than she needs, she tells her husband, you have to support me, you get what I earn. And no, she tells just the opposite. The Torah is unfair to men. It's not unfair to women. And all these ladies, they don't know any Gemara. All they know is that what women make goes to the husband. And that's their whole, they have tightness against the whole Chamisha Chum Shei Torah and the whole Shishas Sidri Mishnah. It's all because what a lady makes goes to her husband. So Gemara says not that way. Yechel ishish tamil abayla. He says the husband has no choice. It's totally, she can't come back later and change her mind. She makes a deal. She has to stick with it. And she could change her mind for the future at any time in the middle of a marriage. She could change. But anyway, that's what the Gemara says. All right. So this is the Sugya Ishaskis. It's kedai to put in the time. It's not so. not so terrible, but it is complicated. Tomorrow we'll start the Pshita. The Gemara starts with Pshita, it's got to be easy Gemara. So.